This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL here. By the way, shout out to one McCarron Injury Lawyers for providing us the live stream. And if you're watching the live stream, you'll see me in my brand new Houston Dynamo jersey. I'm super excited for it. So appreciation of Houston Dynamo for fitting out your boy.
Mm-hmm.
In this
and your delight. Boy.
Well, I mean, you're not wearing it. I don't know how proud you are. I mean, I look proud.
I'm ready for a set piece.
I don't know. I don't believe in your ability to deliver on.
That ball, baby.
I don't think you can bend it like Beckham.
I can curve that ball.
I don't think you can bend it like Beckham. I really don't think you can.
Figgy goes, yo.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Let's go around the NFL, and we begin with the champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. Today is Valentine's Day, and today is also parade day in Philadelphia. The kids is out of school per the proclamation
every,
from the mayor.
Every school district.
Yeah. They was like, look, man, we are going to make sure that nobody is going to miss this opportunity.
You think HISD and all the other schools do the same thing?
Oh, yeah.
For the Super Bowl specifically.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, knowing HISD, they'd be like, hey, you can wear your Texans gear.
No, brother. To school.
Everyone, wear your Texans gear.
Sure. Yeah, sure. I'll
like,
be there.
I'll be there.
Nah, I will be in that parade. But yeah, they had the parade going, and various fun things happened to the parade. This did, though, make me harken back. I had a confession on Monday that honestly probably looks very stupid. Because I was like, I listened to the police scanner in the latter parts of that Super Bowl, and then maybe for like about an hour afterwards, it was pretty tame. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I just didn't listen long enough because them people in Philadelphia got active in a way. It wasn't just climbing poles; it was breaking windows and turning cars over in the ways that you know you expect Philadelphia sports fans to maybe do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so I have to watch this parade then and see
what's going on.
Yeah. What time are they about to be on? And it seems like the only real thing that I've seen that has been a particular negative, and of course. It remains to be seen, but is that there were some fans yelling out at the float.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at one of the trailer float, whatever it is.
Trying to shout out Cooper the Sheen. Hey, Coop!
And the guy on the trailer, Figgy, says, I'm Reed.
As in Reed Blankenship. The other one. What do I mean when I say the other one?
The other, you know what he means.
You know exactly what I mean. One of the exciting whites.
The other one. The other one. He literally said, Figgy, he pointed it at his chest. He goes, I'm Reed.
Oh. Poor Reed.
My bad. Our bad.
Because Reed was out there playing pretty well. There's the double fist and the beers as one could expect. Josh Sweat, by the way, who had a very good game and probably was... If it wasn't going to be Jalen Hurts winning MVP, Josh Sweat had a good opportunity and good resume to possibly be the MVP of that Super Bowl. He is wearing a nice fur coat, the same one that Chris Long wore
That's sweet.
In 2018 when they had their Super Bowl parade then. So, and yes, you're right. You're probably right, 281. Fort Bend would never, when it came to canceling. Yeah, that's probably true.
You guys can wear your jerseys. That's right. If you want.
That's right.
Show your spirit.
That's right. In honor of the Super Bowl. Yeah. No. But yes, I was like, hey, man, it seems like they are handling it very well, enjoying themselves. And, of course, Jalen Hurts being, I think the Jordan brand has done a fantastic job. We played that commercial that they played immediately after the Super Bowl. That was really cool. That was like, you know, about people doubting him. He wore a shirt that said, love, comma, Hurts.
Love Hurts. How about C.J. Gardner-Johnson?
What is he? I didn't even see what.
Okay, so you know what the Roman numerals are for Super Bowl 59, right?
LIX?
LIX. He's wearing a sweatshirt that says Swifties can, and then
LIX.
LIX. You can imagine.
His privates, comes, is that where we're going?
What comes next?
Oh, his privates.
I will show you the picture.
Yep, his privates. Yeah. They can LIX.
I saw a player, I think a player on the Eagles got a tattoo, Super Bowl tattoo.
They should.
It looked like it was a
tattoo.
Somebody, you're going to get one.
Somebody on the calf. Yeah, I can't remember who clean. It was, and it was the first one.
It looked super clean, too.
It sure did.
Who's going to wear the Jason Kelce, whatever that thing was that he wore when they won their last Super Bowl with the little, it's not, wasn't a turban.
I feel like that is a Jason Kelce exclusive. I don't know that anybody else is picking that one up and running with it. But yeah, it seems like they are having a blast. It makes you even more so, one, want that to happen here, and then two, makes me wonder, like, who on this team, should they get it done, who would be the most likely to do the shenanigans trademark? Right, like who? Yeah. Like obviously, there, we mentioned some of the people doing the shenanigans out there. I think it's Grant Calcaterra was out there double fist beers or whatever. Like who is most likely to double fist beers on this Texas?
Dalton Schultz.
I don't know. Is he double fist beer guy?
Really?
Oh yeah.
Because he's very reserved. He's gamer guy. He likes being chill. But
likes his new cars.
You think? Yes, he does. But you think when it's turn up time, is double fist beers like he's a Stone Cold Steve Austin?
I could absolutely see that. Mm. Yeah. I'm trying to think who else.
It's funny because typically you go to like the line, the trenches for them dudes, the big uglies as they are called affectionately. I don't know that any of the big uglies on this team are
Kate Stover.
Oh, Kate, there we go.
Stover might.
It's Kate Stover. Yeah. That's the answer.
He's from Mansfield, Ohio.
Yeah,
man.
He is double fisted beers, chucking them in his face. Yeah, that's a good answer.
And he grew up on a farm, so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see anybody else. Yeah, I feel like there's other shenanigans afoot on this team, but that one in particular, that's where you go there. All right, speaking of the Super Bowl, some other things that are happening around it. Apparently, Travis Kelce in the will he won't he on retirement has a deadline, and the Kansas City Chiefs supposedly have put this deadline on him, according to The Athletic. They've given him a deadline, and that deadline is March 14th to decide whether or not he wants to retire. Now, what's the significance of that? March 12th is when the new league year is. Officially starts, and 15th, which would be a day after this deadline, is when he is owed $11.5 million as a roster bonus. So I think the idea is, hey man, if you're gonna retire, let us know so we don't have to mess up our, you know, so we can figure out salary cap ramifications. So we got a month, seemingly.
I'm gonna ask you a very weird question. How much do the Chiefs want him back?
I think they still want him. I think he's still, like, he matters a great deal. This year in particular, you saw still how that relationship between him and Patrick Mahomes matters a great deal.
Yeah, I think I would side with that.
Picking up third downs, you know, important situations. In fact, that was one of the things that was really tragic about the Super Bowl from the Kansas City Chiefs perspective, if you are inclined to view it that way, is that's their last ditch of breaking case of a need in an emergency.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of third downs where it was like, all right, throw it to Travis Kelce, and he didn't come through.
He wasn't there.
I think that's the part that was tough for him. I don't know that you willingly want to go into a season without that, even though you had that fail for you in the Super Bowl.
But they've also showed numerous times that they're willing to move on from game-changing type players.
Yeah, that is fair. Mm-hmm. But we'll see how that goes. Apparently, at the very latest, we should know March 14th, March 15th, on whether or not he's deciding to retire. I don't think that we're going to have a running tracker on that, but at the very least, then we'll know. How about this? I guess this is just going to be a full Super Bowl inspired around the NFL at this point, because we got NFL films kind of giving us behind the scenes type things from that game in particular. And one of the things, and I might have to go ahead and give Nick Sirianni. There's a lot of Knicks around here now, because I was about to say Kaylee. I almost said Casario. But Sirianni. Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Eagles. I might have to give him a little bit of credit, because this is what it sounded like on the sideline as they were starting to run up the score, mm-hmm. and they thought, maybe we could put the death knell on this thing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can we score? It's over. Yeah, I don't. Just call it. Just call it.
For the Eagles, it is first and 10.
Hey, check.
And they take over in Chiefs territory at the 46 yard line. Hurts back looking. He is going deep, and it is caught!
And then that's Sirianni losing his you-know-what on the sideline.
Connor Barwin almost killed him. Connor Barwin gave him a chest bump that almost damn near knocked him down.
Which is understandable.
But the thing about that, and I would encourage...
Yeah, that's a deep shot to Devontae Smith that put it up 34-0 that really was just like, oh, you guys are not touching this. I think on the sideline, on the other sideline for the Chiefs, I can't remember who in particular was like, hey, coach, we can still come back. Patriots came back from 28-3. Well, at that point, it was 27-0. It's a little different when it's 34-0.
Yeah, and that was a cha-ching for yours truly as well when he caught that ball. But the NFL Films thing, I would encourage people to look at it. They're still the absolute best.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's not a competition. Like, the quality of the video. Like, they use those super high-def cameras, whatever
sure,
they are. 100%. Yeah, I don't know what they're called, but... And just the music, and then they're mic'd up, and totally mic'd up. Like, not just contrived, like a training camp. Like, he literally said, just call it. you know, just call it. We win this game if we score here.
Yeah, so a lot of credit for money. Yeah. I have to give him that credit of, hey, man, as a coach, setting the tone of like, no, we don't need to just, you don't need to get scared in this moment. No. Go ahead and end that team over there.
Yeah. Yep.
Put them out. Put them out of their misery.
Stick a fork in them.
Because they were indeed done. All right. Enough Super Bowl. Let's move away from that. Let's talk about the thing that the people care about, which is NFL Red Zone. That is maybe I don't know. If you were going to talk about within the larger product of football that the NFL sells, is there a particular product that has a better Q rating, if that's the right way to use it, than NFL Red Zone?
Not for me.
I don't know that there's a single thing in football that they give you that they put towards the public that has a better Yelp review or whatever, like a better review or a better view of itself amongst the public than
NBA
Red Zone.
League Pass don't.
Not even close. None of the other leagues have anything that lands in that same way. Well, Red Zone might have a different look, and they might mess around and mess this up, NFL, if they're not careful. NFL Network is having a little bit of a uncertainty with Scott Hansen, who is the man of NFL Red Zone. You know, the dude who was sitting up there, bathroom breaks be damned, for 8 hours of NFL football on a Sunday. He is in a little bit of a contract situation trying to figure out what he will do. He's been doing this since 2006, so a mainstay for a very long time. And, you know, that afternoon whip-around coverage of NFL, he might not return. They're still trying to figure out the contract, and it seems like he has the possibility of going to an NBC, the NBC that he obviously worked with during the Olympics.
And is contractually going to work for the next two Olympics, I think.
Yeah, so I think the Winter Olympics and then the next Summer Olympics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has that, and there's still a possibility also, I think, with speculation in the media industry that with the NBA returning to NBC, that Maria Taylor, who is, you know, kind of helmed that Sunday Night Football host, that she might go and do NBA, and that might open the spot for Hansen to maybe step in NFL-wise. But I feel like that's really going to harm the NFL Red Zone product. I know Andrew Siciliano, who
used to do something similar.
He did the DirecTV iteration because there was two separate types of Red Zone. He did the DirecTV version of it, and I think that he's the clear favorite to be tapped. But it just feels like, man, I don't know that'd be the same if you don't have Scott Hansen helming that.
I don't think it will. You almost associate the Red Zone with the Red Zone with him and his voice and the way his excitement and all that. I would actually. I'd kind of like to see him doing other stuff because I think he's a great broadcaster.
Oh, he's very talented.
And it's not just because he shows all the highlights as they go on any given Sunday. But I would pay him. I would definitely pay him because he is as much as NFL in terms of like a voice of the NFL. Speaking of NFL films, of some of the greats that have been in NFL films, of the old Chris Berman stuff. Like, I'm not saying he's that level. He might be, but I'm not saying he's that level. But you just associate him with the league, and that's good for the league.
All right, I would like to approach the bench in the court of the honorable or dishonorable John P. Lopez.
Oh, I get to make a ruling?
Yes.
All right.
I guess I return to Super Bowl-related things. Saquon Barkley obviously gets a lot of love for, one, his first Super Bowl championship, and two, just a phenomenal season, one of the best, in fact, I think the most productive, literally most productive running back seasons that we've seen in the NFL. And with that, you know, whenever the seasons end, teams like, players like supporting their offensive linemen, specifically running backs, good gift or bad gift when it comes to Saquon Barkley for his offensive line, where he partnered with Bud Light and gifted each of his offensive linemen not a beer, not a couple of beers, not a case of beers, but truckloads of Bud Light. Each lineman got a truck of Bud Light for the parade that's happening today. Good gift, bad gift.
All right, so after listening to all the evidence and watching the videos.
I mean, he also made sure that they were featured on The Tonight Show when Jimmy Fallon had them on.
That was good. They were chugging beers.
That's right.
And
like,
they were
like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
They sure were. All right, so here's where my ruling falls.
Okay.
Normally, this court would say it's much more sincere. It resonates much better when it comes out of your own pocket and it's something you personally get. Your guys,
the judge pocket watching. That's crazy.
You know, but I just think it's more sincere. It's more heartfelt. However, this is clearly a Bud Light, you know, produced and sponsored.
It's a sponsorship.
But it's so good. I'm going to rule in favor of good gift.
It's too much beer.
So what?
Too much beer.
Man.
Anybody what? Taking on a beer? You know what this
that
feels like?
That would suck if somebody on that offensive line didn't drink beer at all.
Well, then
like,
what
the hell is this?
You know what would be even better? And I don't know if this
or
is
the case. I could keep the
you know
truck.
What this feels like?
That's what I was going to say.
I keep the truck?
If you give them the truck and the beer.
That would be fly.
Now we're talking.
Everybody, all the linemen pull up to training camp. Yeah. Or to,
I pull up in the Bud Light truck.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. That's it looked, the picture is awesome.
It does. Like, yeah, they got them in the V formation, like a flying V of trucks of beer.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what that feels like? Shout out to Flight by Yuengling giving us 17,000 cases of beer for a week in New Orleans. That's what it felt like. I was like, I almost felt obligated. I was like, I feel like I got to keep drinking beer.
I got to keep drinking beer.
I drank more beer than I thought.
Exactly. Just because it was there. Yeah. It was like, I was man, nice I feel girl. Bad. Yeah. We got to drink this beer, man.
Yeah, we got to drink the beer.
Good beer, though.
I still got the case at the house, too.
I do. Think, yeah, we had a case to
I
go.
I might go home and drink a beer.
Have a
beer.
Have a nice cold one. Have a cold one.
And another beer.
Yeah, shout out to Flight by Yuengling.
And another beer.
Yeah.
And a margarita. All right, there you go. That's around the NFL here on this
shots,
Friday.
Shots, anybody? Shots?
Shots of beer?
No, shots.
I was like, we just talked about all this beer that we got to get. There's a lot of beer we got to drink.
You said beer and margarita. Let's throw a shot in
and
there.
And a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Shots.
I know Seth is listening right now, appreciating this joke that I threw out there. All right, coming up next, let's turn to West Palm Beach for spring training. Where your Astros are, pitchers and catchers have reported a couple of things that are happening out there. But more importantly, now that we have resolution on Alex Bregman, who fills the Bregman-sized leadership void? Not just the on the field, but the leadership void that he leaves. 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.